One thing that we try to do, no matter what happens, week in and week out at 11 o'clock every Saturday, is present live music. And this week's no exception. And I'm really looking forward to getting to know more about the person we're going to hear. Dennis McCurdy brought him to our attention. And this gentleman is a very fine artist. I was looking at some of his two-dimensional work, painting, and his work online. We've linked to his website. I haven't had a chance to hear his music yet, but I trust Dennis, and I can't wait to take a listen along with you to Tom Pinay.
As I lie here in the field of dreams, I close my eyes until my head back is messy. I see birds and planes and rocks and trains floating through the air. If they would all go away, would I even care? Sometimes I'd rather be as careless and wild and free. Sometimes I'd rather be as left here alone as to and me. The days go by and the year is too cold. The leaves fill the sky with color everywhere. I see red ones, green ones, yellow and brown falling to the ground. How free and easy they go without making a sound. Sometimes I'd rather be as careless and wild and free. Sometimes I'd rather be just left here alone, just you and me. Oh, what I'd rather be is careless and wild and free. Sometimes I'd rather be left here alone, just you and me. Oh, what I'd rather be is careless and wild and free. Sometimes I'd rather be left here alone, just you and me.
That's Tom Pinay here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What was the name of that
song? It's called Rather. It's a song called Rather.
And that's one of yours, I guess.
Yes, yeah, it's one of mine.
And tell me about yourself. I'm surprised I haven't encountered you yet. Are you from southwestern PA?
Actually from Butler.
Okay.
Butler, Pennsylvania.
And you've been in Butler your
My whole life,
right?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Butler, but travel around quite a bit, play music.
And I know Butler pretty well. Did you play music right from the start, or when did you start to, when was the first song you wrote?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And I played trombone all through high school, and that wasn't as cool when you were a senior. So I picked up the guitar.
I was going to say singer songwriter playing trombone can be
pretty, you couldn't pick up a trombone around a campfire. And
were you in the marching band?
No, I just played in, like, because I played football, so I was like in the lab bands and things like that. But I played guitar since high school, and then I just pretty much self-taught because I really don't read music for guitar.
And so. You stayed after high school in the Butler area?
Yeah, I worked at a job that I really didn't like for a long time, and then ended up quitting and doing artwork and music full-time. And actually, I'm a certified dental technician. That's something new I threw in there, but I make dentures and partials. And
wow.
So hey. It all kind of ties in with artwork, and I do it full-time now.
That's actually incredible. That's amazing. So you are doing the dental stuff full-time, mm-hmm. or... That's a good way to kind of allow you to do some of this other stuff.
Exactly. The other job would not allow me. I was on a certain schedule.
Sure.
This is a little bit more flexible, and it's been great. And they're all, everybody asked me, what would you do if you only picked one? And I can't choose one. I do dentures, music, and art, and I love them all the same, and they're all full-time hobbies that take up.
Yeah, well, but the dental work has got to be, for you, like creating sculptures, right? Because I guess you get, I've never thought much about the manufacturing process or even the fact that human beings are involved. It's kind of like eyeglasses. Yeah. You just assume, you know.
They show up on your face, just like teeth. Yeah.
But I guess, you know, you get these impressions of the spots that they need to fit against, and you need to make these things look right, and there's a proportioning aspect.
There's all kind of, and there's different dimensions, and but some people just want them certain ways, and I mean, you know, whatever they want, spaces, crooked teeth, you know, I mean, it's kind of weird how people, they want dentures to look like real teeth, so they don't want them to be perfect. So that's where the art kind of comes into play.
Now, do you work for a company that does that?
Yeah, or? I work for a dentist, Dr. Key's dental office, and I go in a couple days a week and see patients one-on-one, so it makes it easier to work. So when I go home and make the dentures, I know the patient I'm doing them for. I'm not like sitting in a lab just doing them.
That's great.
Mundane. Yeah, so it's kind of personal that way.
See, I always figured there must be some, you know, big, you know, factory that this stuff goes to and somebody makes it.
I'm sure there are. Yeah, and, you know, impersonal, you know kind of.
You know, or a 3D printer that just, and it wouldn't surprise me if that's coming the way,
sure.
3D printing, probably not with the materials needed for teeth, but with nylon and plastics and things, the stuff just gets rendered.
A lot of it's real basic. It's been the same way for a long time. There's always new techniques, but it hasn't changed much. There's not a lot of people to do it, and it's not, I wouldn't say it's easy work, but it's kind of dirty work too. You know, it's hands-on work, so that's what I love about it.
Now, the other thing Tom does, and you can go to Tom Panei, PANEI.com, is art. And of course, we're going to have you play more music and talk about your music, but you're a gifted artist. When did you start painting and doing what you do? Because I'm guessing you're largely self-taught in that area as well.
Yes, I'm self-taught with that. Just as long as I can pick up a pencil, I've been always drawing. It's funny, my mother still has really old pictures of mine when I was younger, and I've been going in, like, teaching classrooms, like, you know, elementary school kids and, you know, different things like that, and I show them the stuff that I've had when I was their age, and it's really fun to see, you know, little crayon drawings on a piece of paper and then what I do now. So I just try to tell them that, you know, no matter what you do back then, it might turn into something, you know, 20 years down the road, and I, you know, never get depressed or never get unmotivated to do it. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, it's something, you know, I've noticed that there are things, as I get older, I start to remember things I did when I was younger that without a doubt set me up for some of the things I do in life. And I never made those correlations.
It's funny to look back.
Yeah.
And pick those out. Like I said, if my mother didn't save those, I would have never saved them. So I've really cherished that I have them now, so I could go back and look at the things.
Yes.
But, so I've been doing artwork for a long time, and basically professional for the last probably 10 years. Pretty steady. Keep thinking, I might slow down, and it always just seems to keep coming. So it's a dream.
Yeah,
job, sort of, if you call it a job.
Well, it's great to have you here, and it'd be great to have you play another song, too. Can you sort of tell us what it is? And...
Yeah, let's see. This one is, it's called Easy Chair, and it's just one at just writing. If you're just ever sitting back on a day and just strumming your guitar, a friend of mine, we caught and kind of got together and wrote this song, and it's just a nice laid-back kind of song that summertime for today, it'd be a good one since it's raining.
Yeah, it'd be a good one if you're sitting inside to just sort of think about it. And by the way, Dennis, who I mentioned before, sent a note and he said, kudos to you for coming out in the rain.
I was going to talk to him on the way home, but he's a great guy. Yeah. Dennis McCurdy is a great guy.
He sure is. Well, here again, our pleasure to have at the Saturday Light Brigade, Tom Pinay.
Thank you.
I'm just wasting time. I'm sitting back on this easy chair, and I'm thinking about the wax on my new car. Should I fix it now? I said, just throw it in the towel. Come now. Sitting back on his easy chair, I'm just sitting back, I'm just sitting back, watching from my easy chair. Now that I don't care, push it down the stairs. Now I'm just sitting back. Where are we just not here? The melody breeds contempt. But do we chicken out? Was that I served this clean? Here we go again. I'm looking at each other for the answers in the clouds. Color now. You're sitting back on an easy chair. I'm just sitting back. I'm just sitting back, watching you from my easy chair. Now that I don't care, push down the stairs. Now I'm just sitting back. Oh.
Tom Pinay at the Saturday Light Brigade, Easy Chair, the song, 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. Are you playing out much?
Yeah, I do the local club scene quite a bit. In the summertime, travel around. I do a lot of wineries and things like that, which are really nice in the summertime.
Yeah, I'll bet.
My wife and I take little trips and play wineries, and a lot of times I do bring my artwork, so that's my backdrop and my stage setups. And it's kind of a neat thing to do, but actually next Friday I'm doing a show in Harmony at the Bottle Brush Galleries with Tommy Womack. So I'm kind of excited about that. It's like a nice intimate setting. Sometimes the club scene gets loud, overbearing. It's kind of nice to sit back and play an acoustic show where people are actually listening.
Yeah, and you know, it's fun to listen to music in a gallery too.
Mm-hmm.
I've really... It just fits,
it
really,
fits
well.
Really well.
And,
yeah.
You know, you can, depending on the setting, sometimes I'll walk around and quietly look at art as I'm listening,
mm-hmm.
or just sort of walk and listen quietly. It's just a really nice...
It's different. You know, the club gigs are my bread and butter. You know, there's a lot of them I play every other Thursday, you know, different things like that. But then there's some gigs come up where they're just special, and when you get bored with it, it just makes it all worthwhile again, you know, it
yeah.
brings a spark back into it. So it kind of breaks it up a lot.
Now this, actually last night, and I think continuing today, there's an event in Sewickley that you're a part of. And tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's the Sewickley Art and Music Walk. It started last night and went till 9 o'clock. And then today, I think it's 10 to 6 or 11 to 5. There's art in all kind of different galleries and venues across this, you know, on Beaver Street there. They have the streets closed off, and there's music and entertainment on different, I think there's three different stages now of acoustic music.
Yeah, this has become a really
big thing. Yeah, it was pretty neat. Even with the rain, you know, people still came out. People still played music. And even though you weren't standing in front of them, you're standing under an awning or something listening. But it was still, there was music in the streets, even though it was raining and cold.
Yeah, so. I'm looking at the lineups and what's going on. And if you go to Tom's website, there's a link to it. But just head to Sewickley. I mean, there's a lot happening. Hours today are 10 until 5.
Okay.
And, you know, there's indoor galleries to check out, too. There's really some great art that's up there.
Yeah, it's just art all over the place, even in just stores. I'm at Mac Studio, which is a clothing store, but it's just filled with artwork. So it's kind of neat to see these. It's not in... Some of the artwork isn't even in galleries. It's just the people that owns the storefronts open it up to artists.
Do you think that people are having a greater appreciation of fine art and design that, I guess, artful design more so than maybe 10 to 20 years ago?
I think so. I think it's kind of evolved into, you know, more people are getting involved, I should say, with it. You know, there's a lot of different styles out there, and it appeals to just about everybody. You know, there's some kind of artwork that will appeal to somebody, and it seems like people are more getting involved with the art scene.
I do, too, and I wonder about these things a lot. And sometimes I think the DIY movement and the ability to learn how to make art, whether through artists or other artists or through internet resources, is one aspect of it. And then in terms of design, I know I've sort of come to realize that about the only differentiation between a lot of the products that we use in our day-to-day lives ends up being design at
artwork.
This point, because so much of the guts more or less have the same feature sets and the same functions, and it's the design that really makes the difference.
And then you put it on the wall and look at it as art, and it totally changes everything. That,
yeah.
And it's just normal things or objects, and all of a sudden it's art.
Yeah, it really, I mean, we went through periods of brutalism and, you know, complete utilitarianism. And art, there really seems to be an increased aesthetic.
And it, of everything. There's not one form of art anymore. I mean, just it seems like the whole genre of art is just like, you know, expanded into everything. So, and I think that's why a lot more people are taking notice of it.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. You mentioned your wife before. Do you have any kids?
No kids. Sometimes, because we're pretty hectic schedule.
I can imagine.
Running around. So,
does she perform or
no,
make art?
She's my home base.
Okay.
So keeps me in line, keeps things going, and, you know, keeps my schedule intact and keeps me organized with all these art shows, because I'm an artist, so I think of things as I do them.
It's good to have somebody to sort of...
I think
of...
it's why it works out really well, because I'll go to a show and she'll make a spreadsheet for me, you know, an hour before I go where I wasn't even thinking of things, or I'm teaching an art class and I have no idea what I'm going to do. And she's, you know, she'd ask me, well, what are you going to teach? I don't know. I'll think of that when I get there. And she's a teacher, so she has to have a lesson plan and...
objectives and all those things.
Which I don't. So she... put that out for me in black and white, and then that's kind of what I go with. But
Tom Panei is the voice you're hearing now, Panei. Have you put out any CDs?
I was in a band for a long time. Mind's Eye was the name of the band. We played around Graffiti and Nick's Fat City. I mean, it's the decade, you know, I mean, it's been a while. So the acoustic thing kind of just... after 15, 20 years of playing with the band, they still come out and jam with me at certain
Yeah,
points.
I actually recognize the name of that band.
Yeah, and we play around Pittsburgh quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
they used to have this rock challenge and things like that. But so kicking back to the acoustic thing, it just seemed to fit, and it's a lot easier dealing with myself sometimes than, you know, a bunch of other people. But
yeah, it's easier to keep yourself organized, at least easier to get yourself together.
And actually, Scott, you know, our bass player in the band, he still does all the website and, you know, my website. He keeps that going. So we're all still in, you know, together in things, just not performing out as much anymore. So
you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. Thank you for doing that. Every week at this hour, we have live music. If you would ever like to consider playing, feel free. We love to have folks play, and just contact Liz Adams, liz@slbradio.org. That's the simplest thing to do. You're going to be opening for Tommy Womack, and that's got to be pretty exciting.
It'd be pretty fun, yeah.
That's this coming Friday.
This is Friday, yeah. I know. I was trying to, it came up so fast. You know, it was October 7th, and it just seems like it's so far away, and all of a sudden it's October 1st.
Well, that should be a lot of fun for you, and that's at the Bottle Brush Gallery in Harmony, starting at 8, I do believe. I'll check on that. Yeah. I should have that.
7 p.m.
7, actually, 7. Thank you.
Yeah.
I should have that in my notes. You know, I was thinking 7, and I should have stuck with it.
So it's a nice early show, too. You know, sometimes the club scene, you start at 11 o'clock, you know, so to play at 7 is a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks are appreciative of that. I know for me, I kind of like shows that end early enough to get home.
It's amazing, yeah. Most of my shows, I'm tucking my wife into bed, and I'm going out the door to play a gig, you know. It's just two different timetables there. But.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tom, we have time for probably two or three more songs.
That's great.
I don't want to wear you out.
No, this is great.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next?
This is one off of, it's a newer song. It's called In the Afternoon.
Great. Yeah. Here again is Tom Pinney.
Sometimes late at night, I think of all too many things. I wish I could forget them all, just go back to sleep. If you lay inside me, is everything okay? Sometimes in the afternoon, I just need you here. Life is like a Ferris wheel. Stopping way up high, I need to come back down. If I stumble and I fall, is everything okay? I know you'll be there for me and lead me back to today. Sometimes in the afternoon, I just need you here with me.
the Saturday Light Brigade and live music again with Tom Panay. I was looking through Facebook and looking through emails. A lot of people writing to say how much they're enjoying your performance.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Which is why I had my back turned for a minute. These days, it's really something. And that probably has a lot to do, I think, also with the proliferation of art and music. More people, I think, are able to find kindred spirits, and it kind of multiplies a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like for you in writing songs? Do you find songs just sort of pop into your head and you've got to get them out? Or
yes and no. My music comes in spurts and, mm-hmm. I don't know, segments. Very, you know, I'll have something in my head for a long time, and I'll put it down certain parts of the song, and then I'll get bored with it, and then I'll do another, I'll work on another song, and sometimes the two fit together, and sometimes they end up being two different songs, and then I finish it. So it.
And what comes, melody or words?
I guess the melody. There'll be times I'll be just playing the guitar over and over, like it's the same thing. It's in my head, and then all of a sudden, boom, something. The chorus comes into play, and then the words just flow out. So then I got to go back and put verses to it. So it kind of comes in different waves of creativity, I guess.
Do you ever hear a song you've written or on playing it, kind of marvel at where it all came from,
yeah.
or does it ever seem like the whole work is it sounds like the way you're describing it, that the way it comes together is that the final result might be pretty startling to you?
Yeah, and it's funny you said that, because I don't listen to my own like CDs and things like that, and it's really funny to go back. I mean, I play the songs live all the time. But I just on my way down here in the car, I threw in like a CD of mine, and it was like, wow, it sounded really good, because you don't listen to it often, you know. I don't. I'm like, wow, you know. And a lot of it was with the band, so things it's different. But when it all pulls together and the whole band's doing a song, it's pretty magical.
Well, and there's something too, you know, because I can relate to that experience a little bit, but not. I don't know. I think the art of what I'm doing here is very, I don't want to say lesser, but it's just a very different thing. But if I produce something, you know, an edited piece of audio work, mm-hmm. or listen to a recording of a radio program, there's something about letting it age a bit. You know, it never sounds good if you know, I would imagine you record a song and you hear it back and
a million times and you're so sick of it.
Yeah, well, you hear it back to like minutes after it was done, and it's like all right, whatever. And then if you hear it, you know, a year later, it's like, wow,
yeah.
I was good back then. What happened?
Hope I can do it again. Yeah.
And it's funny. There's something about kind of letting it set. I think it's because you're still so tempted to mold it and do things with it when it's so new.
And to bring old songs back into it, you know, it's almost sad that I had to sit down with my CD and learn my songs again because I couldn't remember them. You know, it's so funny. It's like, oh my gosh, I remember that one now, or I remember that change. But
yeah.
It's something I wrote, and you know, you just kind of, when you don't play it for a while, and then you bring it back to new, it adds, you know.
It's probably good that it's not so automatic or
yeah.
Mechanical. At least that's a good
rationalization. Yeah. It keeps it fresh no matter what.
You can see Tom Panay later today in Sewickley during the festival that they're having there. Lots of music and free activities, plus galleries to walk through, safe, warm, roofed galleries with heat. And,
yes.
That should be a nice opportunity.
I think hot chocolate's been a big thing.
Yeah. So Wickley's not far either. You know, it's only about 11 miles north of Pittsburgh. And then go just a teeny bit further north to Harmony, where at Bottle Brush this coming Friday, starting at 7, Tom will be performing along with Tommy Womack. And that's a show that's going to be happening on Friday. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. I think we have time for one or two more.
Sure.
I'll leave it up to you. Would you like to do two or one?
Sure, two's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The capo is coming on, and it'll be interesting to hear what's next. What is next?
This one's a newer one, too. It's called Again and Again.
Once again, here's Tom Pinay.
She's the only one that sees me crying. She's the only one that can tell when I lie. You know she could see right through me. She got me right by my side. I know when the day is over. After all is said and done, you know I come home to find her waiting for me. She'll be right by my side. When I see her waving, my heart stops screaming once again. When I see her laughing, my heart stops screaming once again and again, all over again. I got knocked out, turned out, pushed out, and turned sideways. With you there, you'll be right there by my side. When I see her waving, my heart stops screaming once again. Mm-hmm. When I see her laughing, my heart stops screaming once again and again.
Very nice. Your songs all just seem laid back and, you know, fun to listen to. And do you play other instruments at all?
Not really. Messed around with mandolin, you know, little things like that. I want to play accordion. I acquired an accordion, and I'm trying to learn, but I'm trying to teach myself piano. And you know, I can fuddle around with things, but.
Accordions, you know, there's a lot of great accordion players in Pittsburgh, and there's a lot you can do with an accordion.
I know, just I like the off-the-wall kind of things, you know.
Yeah. Robert, who's doing a great job on sound this morning,
yes,
should say, plays accordion.
Nice.
And along with about 150,000 other instruments, Robert's quite a multi-instrumentalist. It's been a lot of fun to have you here.
It's been great.
I encourage you to go to Tom's website, if only just to, you know, get a sense of what one person can do with his life. I mean, the art and music and some of the other things you'll find there are really interesting to look at. And it's Tom, P-A-N-E-I, like Tom Payne with an I at the end of it. I just noticed that.
Everybody thinks it's French, but it's Italian.
Yeah. It's fine. I was thinking it's almost like Hawaiian with the E-I at the end. But T-O-M-P-A-N-E-I. And Tom is based in Butler, Pennsylvania. you know, right here in the Pittsburgh area. And again, he'll be in Sewickley later today. His art, are you playing, or it's just art
just
primarily?
Art, yeah, just art today. I'm just going to be, you know, walking around explaining art and, you know,
and then
with my stuff, my pieces.
You can look for him at Bottle Brush this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. And I noticed, not to make this sound like a Tom Pinay infomercial, but you do sculpture repair, which actually is a pretty important craft for folks that might have an heirloom or a sculpture that they had an oops with.
It'd be amazing what I get to repair.
Yeah, it's nice to know that, you know, there are people that do that kind of work. It never really occurred to me, just like before I said, gee, who I didn't know somebody. I guess you do have to make teeth.
Someone has to fix them.
Yeah, and somebody has to fix sculptures too. So
that's a rewarding thing. Some of the statues are 100 years old.
Yeah.
You know, just really amazing statues and, you know, trying to replicate what they were back in the day, you know.
Oh, yeah. So. And I'm sure it's heartbreaking for people that own those statues or who are caretakers for them when something like that happens.
You should see me carrying them around the studio. Bear hugging them. I don't want them to fall over.
Well, Tom has one more song left. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to close up with?
This song is called Greener.
Greener. Yes. Once again, Tom Pinay.
Today, I don't know where I'll go. Maybe to Amsterdam, maybe to Kokomo. I want to jump the ship, leave all my problems here. I want to run away, leave this place. I want to fade away without a trace. But I was lost, never would be found. The years have come and gone, so many lessons learned. Pride was my only guide, I can't return to burn. Trapped in this wrecking mud, once photographed, now scorched. My eyes are growing dim, I can't relight this torch. I want to run away, leave this place. I want to fade away.
Thank you again to Tom Pinay. It's 13 now before noon here at the Saturday Light Brigade.